for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, February the 22nd, 2015. Callie Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Jezebel, Roots, Effect, and Remedy. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
This spirit is like a bird called a shrike. It impales its victims on a thorn, and it picks it apart bit by bit. They are driven to contrast themselves with others, to make themselves feel good and others look bad. Their self-righteousness is all-consuming, along with fear, performance, and striving. Their self-worth and being loved require someone else to be lower than themselves. Nothing is ever their fault. They rewrite history. They filter everything through their own grid of reality. They impute wrong motives on other people. They often project the unconscious motives of their own heart onto others and bitterly charge them. This is done out of their own unhealed insecurities and delusions. People with Jezebel spirits cannot receive that they are loved. They're extremely performance-oriented. They perceive attempts to help them as a personal attack. They resist correction and any admission of guilt. After all, nothing is wrong with them. They cannot rest. They must keep things stirred up. Picking people apart is the basic drive of their entire life, ingrained in the way they think, feel, and act. This stronghold of self is their defense for the threat they feel of isolation, fear, loneliness, and rejection. What is the answer? And what's the solution? Number one, if the Holy Spirit has convicted us that we have partnered with the Jezebel spirit in any way, shape, or form, we need to repent ourselves. We need to renounce these works, cast out some demons, and ask God to heal us. Number two, if we're Jezebel, we've been Jezebel, hurt, wounded, controlled, and manipulated by the Spirit, we need to forgive. We need to release any judgments against the person or people. We need to break soul ties with Jezebel-influenced persons and cast out demons. Then we need to ask the Lord to heal us of any wounds. Then we need to walk in the assurance of God the Father's love for us and let His love flow to us and through us. If you are currently being assailed by the Spirit, you will have to be immediate in going to God after any unholy encounter. Forgive quickly. Refuse to charge them. Sweep yourself spiritually clean by casting your cares on Jesus. If possible, limit your contact. You may need to, but remember, they desperately need your intercession. At this point, I would like us to enter boldly into God's throne of grace, bringing any mother issues to the Lord before we deal with Jezebel specifically. My wings go back to my mother. You know, and like I said yesterday morning, whenever the attack started coming on me, I'm like, why is this bothering me so much? Why is this hurting me so much? It's because the person was so much like my mother. It was familiar spirits, and it just brought the memories. And they weren't conscious memories at the time. I'm like, I've dealt with that. I know Jerry said to go back to your mother, but I've dealt with that. But I had him. And Randy kept reminding me, you need to go back to your mother. Go back to your mother. I'm like, okay. But I did. I listened. Thank you, Jerry, for teaching that. Because it's the truth. If it wasn't inside of me, if there wasn't a woman inside of me, this person standing before me would not have the effect it's having on me. So I went back to my mother. So I want us to go back to our mother. And we're gonna, if you would repeat after me. Father God,
I come to you.
Longing to experience.
Your comforting mother heart.
You're the one, only one.
Who can meet
the deepest need for love in my life.
I bring my earthly mother to you
and place her at the foot of the cross
and release her
from any wounds
and pain
she caused in my life.
I confess
that I have turned to counterfeit affections
rather than to you,
to seek the love that I needed,
to fill the void in my heart.
Some of the choices that I have made
have been wrong,
and I repent
for impure faults,
fantasy,
or lust
that I've allowed to breed
in my mind,
in my emotions.
Forgive me
for not trusting you to meet all my needs.
I come to you now.
Lay my head on your breast
and rest peacefully,
knowing that you love and care for me.
In Jesus' name.
Now, I don't know if we've done this, but if you want to ask the Lord again to show you anywhere that you are still wounded by your mother, just ask the Holy Spirit to show you if there's anything else there. Say, Lord,
I forgive my mom,
for whatever it is that he showed me.
I break.
Unholy soul ties
that were formed
through this encounter.
I release her soul back to her,
covered in the blood of Jesus.
And I call mine back to me,
covered in the blood of Jesus.
I break
the demonic bridge
between me and her.
And I command every demon
that came in through this encounter
to leave me now.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just blow. Just breathe it out.
Just get rid of it.
Okay. Now repeat after me.
Father God,
I renounce
the false kingdom of Jezebel,
the queen of heaven,
and the lady of the kingdom.
I repent
of being tolerant
of the Jezebel spirit in my home,
in my church,
in my community.
I repent
of my passivity
and fear
that has stopped me
from confronting those
under this spirit.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
I bind everything
of the kingdom of Jezebel
in my life.
I come against
every right
and stronghold
that has been built up
in my life.
I renounce
and break
every effect
of the throne
and the authority
of the Queen of Heaven
in my life,
in my family.
I cut every cord
to that throne
and destroy
every effect of that throne
in my life.
In Jesus' name,
I declare
that throne will not be in operation in my life.
And that I will only worship at the throne of God. I repent of
and renounce
all worship
at the altars of
Jezebel
in my family line.
I declare that I and my household
are coming out of that kingdom.
In Jesus' name.
I cut and sever
every spiritual cord
that binds me to her kingdom.
And I declare
I am coming out of the harlotry
and the religion
of the harlot woman of Revelation.
I declare
that I am coming into the fullness
of the kingdom of God
and the purity of the bride of Christ.
I renounce every tie
to her nature of rebellion,
independence,
and hatred of godly authority.
I choose to come into godly obedience,
submission,
and full surrender
to the purposes and will of God.
I renounce
and break every tie
to her nature
of not being able
to cohabitate
through independence and rebellion.
I renounce all ungodly independence
and come into total dependence upon the Lord
on His precious word
and the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
I repent of
and renounce
every obsession to rule and be in control.
Where this principality
has been given right by my forebears.
I cut the cord,
the woman-dominated rulership and government.
And I renounce and break the curse of that.
In Jesus' name.
I smash
the
Jezebelic
religious government
off my life.
I declare
the word of God.
The government shall be upon His shoulders.
Father, I release everything in my nature
and my home
to the true fire of the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name.
I renounce
and break every effect
of the suffering and sorrow
of the stronghold of Jezebel,
Queen of Heaven.
I renounce
and break the self-idolatry,
self-indulgence,
self-promotion,
and exaltation,
and the self-pity of the Jezebel spirit.
I renounce
and break every effect
of the garments
and royal robes
of this harlot principality.
With prophetic action,
I'm going to take off the garments
of the harlot
of purple and scarlet.
I remove those garments
and declare
I am clothed with the garments of righteousness.
I take off the harlot jewels
and break every effect
in Jesus' name.
I renounce
and break
every effect
of the sword of Jezebel.
Where I have used that sword, Lord,
either in your house,
against your people,
or in my business,
or my family,
I repent
and ask your forgiveness.
Where I have come under that sword,
I break it off my life.
And I destroy it in Jesus' name.
Where that sword has brought death and bleeding to my emotional life,
I ask for
and receive your healing touch
in Jesus' name.
I renounce
and break off my life
every ruling stronghold of abortion
that has come down
from my forebears
in Jesus' name.
I renounce
every fear
and terror
of abortion
that has entrance through my womb.
I ask for
the healing touch of the Holy Spirit.
Father, please reveal to me
what you are doing
by your Holy Spirit.
I bind every spirit of fear
that has come in through the womb.
I break its hold
and command it to loose me
in Jesus' name.
I renounce
and break
the Jezebelic sword of division.
I break it off my life,
the life of my family,
and the life of my church
in Jesus' name.
I renounce
and break every tie
through seduction
and sexual sin in my family line
to this mother of harlots.
I renounce
and break every curse
of fornication,
prostitution,
perversion,
and occult sex
off my life
in Jesus' mighty name.
Father God,
cleanse me
from all the abominations
of this stronghold
in the precious blood of the Lamb of God,
the Lord Jesus Christ.
I renounce
and break off my body
every generational curse of cancer
that has come with adultery.
I renounce
and break
every curse
of the loss of children,
be it emotional
or physical.
I declare my inheritance,
which is to have children
and to enjoy fellowship with them.
I renounce
and break every curse
of being a widow,
husbandless,
even within marriage,
and without headship, to protect and guard my spiritual and emotional life.
I renounce the stronghold of deception
that comes with the kingdom of Jezebel,
Queen of Heaven.
I pull down
all blindness to this stronghold.
And we're going to remove the blindfold of Jezebel.
I renounce
and break every effect
of the cord
to religious deception
that has come with divination
from my forebears.
I renounce
and break everything of divination.
Extrasensory perception,
clairvoyance,
spiritualism,
deja vu,
and all occult power
that I
or my forebears
have been involved in.
I renounce
and
break the false anointing
and falsehood
that comes with divination.
I renounce
and break every effect
of the doctrine of Jezebel,
including those false doctrines I have been unaware of.
Father God,
open my eyes
to the doctrine
of Jezebel,
that I may see and discern them.
Okay, I remove the belt of deception
and put on the girdle of truth.
I renounce
and break every tie
to mystery Babylon
and the mother of harlots.
I break every tie to the mystery of iniquity
and darkness.
I break the seals of Babylon
and mystery
in the name of Jesus.
I renounce
and break every effect of the Babylonian idolatry of the mother
and the mother's son.
I destroy these idols
in Jesus' name.
I break the idolatry of the males in my family
and of those becoming gods.
I break the idolatry of the women and the sons.
I break the ties
to physical and spiritual incest.
I break every
incestuous
tie
to my mother
or any mother figure in my life.
I break the stronghold of Jezebel
off the men in my family
that would emasculate them,
keeping them immature,
passive,
and in need of a mother to nurture them.
I release them
into manhood
and spiritual authority
in Jesus' name.
I break the hold
of not being emotionally
or spiritually nurtured
or nourished.
I renounce
all emotional,
psychological,
and spiritual famine.
I break
every curse of famine.
And I declare,
I am coming out of famine.
And I will be nourished
by the Word of God
and the Holy Spirit
under godly headship
and authority.
I break every cord
to the Queen of Heaven
that brings spiritual
and emotional
illegitimacy
in Jesus' name.
Where I have been fatherless,
I claim the promise
of Psalm 27:10
that God will be a father to me.
I break the seal
of Jezebel off my family
in every area
of my life in Jesus' name.
I renounce
and break all physical,
emotional,
spiritual
illegitimacy.
I renounce
and break everything off,
an orphan spirit off
my life.
And I declare
that I am coming
into the full inheritance
of the sons of God.
I renounce
and break every effect
of feminism
coming down my family line.
I renounce
the hatred of women
and despising of men
under this stronghold.
I renounce
and break every effect
of the sword of Jezebel,
the false spiritual covering,
the false armor,
and the government of terror.
I renounce the false shield
and self-protection
and denial
and break off my life
every tie
to Jezebel's government of no protection.
I take up the shield of
faith
and quench every fiery dart of the wicked one.
With prophetic action, I pull out of my back
my soul and my spirit every fiery dart from the past.
Pull them out.
I put on the helmet of salvation.
I close every open door
in my spirit
to this principality
in Jesus' name.
I declare
I am coming
into the full knowledge of the Lord,
and I will know the truth,
and the truth will set me free.
Father,
I give permission
for the Holy Spirit
to keep working in my life
until I am clean and spotless.
Father,
please show me by your Holy Spirit,
where
there are still doorways open in my life to uncleanness.
I choose to be a clean vessel
fit for the Master's use.
I take back my will
from this ungodly spirit.
In Jesus' name.
I break the spirit of control
that binds me to other women.
I break the maternal control
off every dimension in my life.
In Jesus' name.
I confess and repent
of all resentment toward my mother
because she had taken the headship in our home
and her marriage.
I repent of
and renounce
all hatred of women.
I renounce the foundation
of Jezebelic lust,
anger,
and warfare
in the marriages of my family line.
I break Mystery Babylon
off my family in Jesus' name.
I renounce the foundation
of the prostitute priestess
and the male prostitute
of Mystery Babylon
off my marriage
in Jesus' name.
I take back my will
from this ungodly spirit
in Jesus' name.
I repent of controlling the men in my family,
in my workplace,
church,
or ministry.
I break the spirit of control
that binds me to take control.
I renounce and break
the maternal control
used and received
off every dimension of my life.
In Jesus' name.
I confess
and repent of
all resentment toward my husband
because he has not taken
the headship
and spiritual responsibility
in our home and marriage.
I repent of
taking over
the position of head of my family.
I renounce the corporate
and political power
and ungodly financial gain of this principle.
I renounce
and break the sword of Jezebel
coming down my family line.
I see it destroyed in Jesus' name.
I will no longer draw emotional,
mental,
or spiritual blood
to achieve my desires
and ends.
I renounce all lust
and desire towards those
in position of authority,
either in church,
ministry,
or workplace.
I renounce the harlot's love of quick money
off every dimension of my life.
In Jesus' name.
I bind this strong man in my life
and every dimension of my home,
of those in my life,
my church,
and my community.
I pull down this fortress
in Jesus' name.
Now for those that are married,
we repent of
and renounce
and break all
sexual
and financial lust
that brought us together.
We break this off,
our intimacy
in Jesus'
name.
Father God,
we ask for the cleansing power of the Holy Spirit
to cleanse and heal our marriage.
In Jesus' name.
Now I command
all spirits
of Baal,
Asherah,
Ahab,
Jezebel,
Ophelia,
Artemis,
Diana,
all
goddesses,
and
all light spirits,
to lead
me now,
in
Jesus' name.
And
get rid of them. Get rid of them. Go. In Jesus' name. Go. All spirits of accusation, indecision, aggression, intimidation, leave now in Jesus' name. Attention seeking, insinuation, arrogance, insecurity, go. Leave God's girl now in Jesus' name. Beguiling, inadequate, belittling, intellectualism, go in Jesus' name. Bickering, inhospitable, backbiting, interference, rash, bossy woman, go. Go. Get out in Jesus' name. Jealousy, bedroom blackmail, go. Jezebel, conniving, lack of confidence, leave in Jesus' name. Contention, lying, continuous complaining, go in Jesus' name. Lawlessness, condemnation, laziness, confusion, leave in Jesus' name. Manipulation, counterfeit spiritual gifts, mistrust, conditional love, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, nagging, charming, overindulgent, controlling spirits, leave now in Jesus' name. Pouting, dissatisfaction, pride, demands, perversion, sexual or spiritual, go in Jesus' name. Get out. Double-mindedness, psychology, doubt, philosophy, leave in Jesus' name. Disunity, projected guilt, discord, quick temper, disruption, retaliation, go in Jesus' name. Get out of God's girls now. Go in Jesus' name. Distrust, revenger, deception, rationalization, delusion, rebellion, demanding, go now in Jesus' name. Get out. Go. Strife, defeat, slander, determined, leave now in Jesus' name. Determined maneuvers, sharp temper, dominance, go in Jesus' name. Every dominating spirit, leave in Jesus' name. Short temper, emotional outburst, sorcery, failure, shirking responsibilities, leave now in Jesus' name. Fear, sensitive, frustration, sharp tongue, forsaking protection, go now in Jesus' name. Sleepiness, female dominance and control, shame, female hardness, suicide, leave in Jesus' name. Suicide, go in Jesus' name. Get out. Fierce determination, spiritual blindness, false sickness, self-defeating, finger-pointing, go in Jesus' name. Sorrow, frigidity, turmoil, grief, leave in Jesus' name. Ungodly discipline, leave in Jesus' name. Hatred of men, go in Jesus' name. All hatred of men, hatred of women, leave in Jesus' name. Unbelief, hot temper, ugliness, hasty marriage, go in Jesus' name. Vanity, hopelessness, witchcraft, all witchcraft, leave in Jesus' name. Rebellion, go in Jesus' name. Hypnotic control, leave in Jesus' name. Inability to give or receive love, go now in Jesus' name. Whining, leave in Jesus' name. Irresponsibility, worldly wisdom, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I'm asking you
to
fill me,
fill me everywhere.
Anything left for me,
left.
I'm asking you to fill me up with your Holy Spirit,
with
your love. I thank you for my deliverance.
I thank you for my freedom.
I thank you, Lord,
that
you're my healer,
you're
my deliverer. And I'm asking
you
for perpetual deliverance. I thank you, Lord, that anytime you remind me of something that I need to deal with, that I'll be quick to deal with it. Quick to forgive, quick to repent, and quick to cast it out in Jesus' name. I love you, Lord.
I
thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.